I just got back from Union City, and I found maybe a dozen payphones, but not a single one of them worked. And a lot of them were Newtel, and those are the ones that are supposed to work, and those are the ones that actually have stickers on that say, this payphone works, which at first thought was a joke, but I'm sorry, I think Newtel itself actually puts those stickers on there. Something somewhat disturbing happened to me on the way into Port Authority. I'm not going to let it bother me, but something to think about. I was trying to get my ticket printed out of one of those ticket machines right up front, and this dude walks up behind me, and he asks me where I'm going. And in my hand, I'm holding a card with a handwritten note of Bergenline, which is the street that I wanted to get the ticket to. And he sees that, and he says, Bergenline, oh, you want one of those short buses, right? And I said, I don't know, which is true. I didn't know what kind of bus I was going to be getting. But this dude clearly did not work for Port Authority. He was just some guy, and he was wearing a backpack, not a big one. And he almost grabbed my arm and tried to, like, get me to come with him over to somewhere, I don't know where. And I just said, no, that's okay. And I mean, Port Authority's not as skeevy as it used to be, but it's still kind of accessible. It's way better than it used to be, but weird shit like this still happens. And I'm not going to think about it much, but I couldn't help but consider what were his intentions. He didn't look aggressive. He didn't look angry or violent. But what were his intentions? Probably just to mug me for money, and he wouldn't have gotten much. But what was in the backpack? And I've been reading a horror book, a horror story recently about a serial killer, so that adds to my considerations. But like I said, not going to worry about it because there's nothing to be made of it. But I thought about telling somebody, like the woman at the information desk, there's been 30 people in line waiting for that, and maybe I could have picked up one of those assistance phones and told somebody something. But I mean, how seriously do they take things like this? And would it get me involved to a point where I had to spend 2 hours being questioned myself and on? So I just let it go.